Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Slow Burn Media, an evergreen podcast, presents Who Killed? A podcast that provides a voice for the voiceless.
And after 34 years, the Wichita family now has answers surrounding the death of Krista Martin. She was found beaten to death in her apartment in 1989.
After years of work, WPD and other partners say they know who killed her. KSN's Samantha Boring explains how they got answers more than three decades later.
Julia, Jeff, in 1989, investigators collected DNA samples at the scene but never found a suspect. As advanced DNA technology became more available, Wichita police pushed to find answers. In 2020, WPD and other partners began using IgG, investigative genetic genealogy testing, to determine Paul Hart is the person who brutally murdered Krista Martin.
October 2nd, 1989. The day Krista Martin was found dead, her family waited and wondered for 34 years.
It's been a long time.
Martin's niece, Ember Moore, first became involved in her aunt's case on the 20th anniversary of her death.
She deserved so much more out of this life than what she ended up with.
As the years passed, Wichita police worked to determine the suspect.
We're not going to quit on these investigations, certainly not from 1989.
Hello and welcome to this week's special episode of Who Killed? I am your host, Bill Huffman, and this is a Slow Burn Media, Evergreen Podcast, and Killer Podcast production. This week, we are going to look at a cold case through the eyes of the police and the Wichita Cold Case Unit. If you check out their webpage, they have an impressive list of people that they are pursuing, and they are finding answers. And in this case, this week, you're going to listen to them talk about a case that actually happened 23 days prior to the case that I am the most passionate about, and that is the case of Amy Mihaljevic. I was recently at the Chagrin Falls Documentary Film Festival, and we were discussing the ethics of true crime, and we also got into a discussion about Amy Mihaljevic. And again, we are approaching the 34-year anniversary of her abduction and murder. And as you all know, the case remains unsolved. So, with this particular case, this is a case of Krista Martin, who was abducted, again, just weeks before Amy was. So this is a case where you do see resolution, but it may not be the resolution that we had all hoped for. I do think that may be the case when we do find answers with who killed Amy Mihaljevic, but I do think it is important to listen to these press conferences to hear what they use, how they found their perpetrator, and what tools they went about using. So join the Wichita Cold Case Unit as they break down the case of Krista Martin and how they were able to use modern DNA technology to crack this 34-year-old cold case.
Good afternoon. I'm Officer Chris Gupilan, K-R-I-S-G-U-P-I-L-A-N. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Wichita Police Department. Today, we are going to be going over a cold case homicide investigation, but before I do so, I'd like to give some brief introductions on who we have here today. Over here, I have Lieutenant Rod Miller of the Homicide Section, Sergeant Dan Hardy, Homicide Section as well. I have Detective Vandermolen, Wichita Police Department Homicide, John Davis of the FBI, Captain Christian Corey of the Persons Crimes. I have Supervisory Special Agent Ryan Williams, Chief Joe Sullivan, Cedric County District Attorney Mark Bennett, and I have the niece of Krista Martin, who will be going over, Ember Moore as well. And we also are joined with the Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center, Dr. Shelley Stedman as well. So before I begin, just want to give you a quick run of the show of how it's going to be going on today. I'm going to be giving you a brief statement about what we are going to be going over. Followed by that, we are going to have an FBI statement from Supervisory Special Agent Ryan Williams, followed by a statement from Amber Moore, which will be followed by our District Attorney Mark Bennett, and then Chief Sullivan will be giving a few words. And as far as the Q&A portion, Captain Christian Corey will be covering that section. The Wichita Police Department is announcing the successful resolution of a long-standing cold case homicide investigation, thanks to cutting-edge technology and invaluable partnerships within the law enforcement community. On October 2, 1989, 34 years ago today, tragedy struck when Krista Martin was discovered deceased in a residence in the 500 block of South Osage. Initial investigative efforts included the collection of DNA evidence, although at the time, DNA testing and CODIS systems were not available. Nonetheless, the DNA evidence was carefully preserved. Despite conducting numerous interviews and analyzing the available evidence, investigators were unable to identify a suspect. Undeterred, they continued to scrutinize the evidence and gather new leads over the ensuing years. DNA samples were collected from multiple individuals for comparison with the evidence from the scene, yet no match was found. The investigation continued, and WPD sought assistance from other agencies that yielded no results. In 2009, the DNA evidence was submitted to the Sedgwick County Regional Forensic Science Center, resulting in the development of a potential suspect profile. This profile was uploaded to CODIS, but once again, it did not lead to any matches. Further DNA sampling from potential suspects also proved unsuccessful. In 2020, the Wichita Police Department, leveraging advanced technology, again sought the assistance of the FBI to reevaluate the DNA evidence collected in 1989. In 2021, a dedicated investigative genetic genealogy team was created consisting of an FBI special agent and a WPD homicide detective. The investigation persisted into 2022, and WPD joined forces with private industry genealogists to scrutinize DNA profiles and attempt to identify a suspect. Finally, in April of 2023, a possible suspect, Paul Hart, emerged. It was discovered Mr. Hart died in a traffic collision in Memphis, Tennessee, in March of 1999. In June 2023, the WPD homicide detective and FBI special agent traveled to Arkansas, where they collected additional DNA samples from direct relatives of Mr. Hart. They continued to conduct interviews and submitted DNA evidence for further analysis. In collaboration with the FBI, an investigative genetic genealogy team, Othram, and the Sedgwick County Regional Forensic Science Center, WPD investigators were able to utilize IgG techniques to confirm that Mr. Hart was the suspect in the 1989 homicide of Krista Martin. Upon presenting the facts of the case to Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett, it was determined that charges would be filed if Mr. Hart were still alive. As he is deceased, this case is now considered cleared. The Wichita Police Department remains steadfast in its commitment to identifying suspects in violent crimes and providing support to victims and their families. We pledge to continue our unwavering dedication to cold case investigations. We extend our heartfelt gratitude to the partner agencies and organizations that played a pivotal role in this investigation. Without their invaluable support, these complex cases would remain unresolved. If you have any information on a crime, including cold case investigations, we ask you please call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111, the See Something, Say Something hotline at 316-519-2282, or Wichita Police Investigations at 316-268-4407. Now at this time, I'd like to call up Supervisory Special Agent Ryan Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Williams. I am a Supervisory Special Agent with the FBI Kansas City Division's Wichita Resident Agency. The FBI is pleased to be able to assist our local law enforcement partners in helping solve this cold case and bring some measure of justice to the victim's family that hasn't had answers for 34 years. The assistance we provided the Wichita Police Department regarding their cold case investigation of the homicide of Krista Martin was through the Investigative Genetic Genealogy, or IGG for short. We have found success using IgG, which combines unknown crime scene DNA with traditional genealogical research and historical records to generate a lead to law enforcement as to the identity of the unknown DNA. FBI personnel working IgG cases focus this process on the construction of family trees for persons identified as possible family members of the suspect. To construct a family tree, we comb through publicly accessible genealogical services and law enforcement resources, such as birth certificates and obituaries, to identify potential family members of the unknown suspect profile. Investigators then compare persons within the family trees who, based on their genetic relationship, could potentially be the suspect, with information such as witness descriptions of the suspect and the location and timing of the crime to identify a likely suspect. Having a family tree takes us from not having any leads to generating a list of possible suspects. After a list of possible suspects is identified, traditional investigations can then be conducted to name a suspect by seeking a comparison between the suspect's DNA and DNA from the crime scene. Today's announcement by the Wichita Police Department is a great example of the success of this technique and how we can use today's technology to solve years-old violent crimes. We are proud to work alongside our law enforcement partners and be able to provide resources to assist the Wichita Police Department and to have some role in providing answers to the Martin family. Thank you.
Thank you, Special Agent Williams. And at this time, I'd like to call up Ms. Ember Moore.
My name is Ember Moore, and I'm the firstborn niece to Krista Martin. On behalf of my family and myself, I would like to say thank you to the Wichita Cold Case Unit and the Wichita Homicide Department for all their hard work and dedication to Krista's case. I first became involved with Krista's case in 2009 when I turned 21, which also happened to be the 20th anniversary of her death. Sergeant Dan Hardy was a detective on her case at that time. Dan was very devoted to Krista's case, and he took every downfall and step back personally and to heart. He apologized to me many times throughout the process and over the years. Sergeant Hardy went above and beyond his job description. Between countless emails and several phone calls, he still found time to come to my home and discuss Krista's case with me. He answered personal career questions and helped me set up a ride-along with the Wichita Police Department. I couldn't have asked for a better detective to be assigned to my aunt's case. Thank you, Sergeant Dan Hardy, for all your work. I'd also like to say thank you to Detective Adam Vandermolen. He traveled all over the United States tracking down the suspect's family. It was a slow process, the genealogy process, but Detective Vandermolen did a really good job getting the genealogy all sorted out. I'd also like to thank the volunteers from the Genealogy Society who spent hundreds of hours doing research and sorting through records. They were the key to finding the suspect. I am glad we can finally move forward and have peace knowing that Krista's murderer is not walking around free or amongst us. Again, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone involved in bringing justice to Krista's case. She deserves so much more out of this life than what she ended up with. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. Now I'd like to call up our district attorney, Mark Bennett.
So I'm in the unusual situation where I'm talking about a case that has not been charged, but I was just referring one more time to the Supreme Court rules 3.8 that says that I need to make statements necessary to inform the public of the nature and extent of a prosecutor's action and serve a legitimate law enforcement purpose, then I can have this sort of conversation with the public. And I think that is exactly what we have today. Law enforcement made me aware that they were working on this case, and when they reached as far as they could and came to all the conclusions that they could reach with the assistance of the Forensic Science Center, they brought the case to me and presented it like they would any other homicide. After listening to all the evidence presented, all the information gathered, and the conclusions that we were able to make using the DNA, it was clear to me that this was a case that I would have charged if the suspect was alive to charge him. So I'm simply here to reiterate what has already been said. This is a completed investigation. It's a cleared investigation. And if circumstances were different, I would certainly charge the case and proceed on in the District Court of Sedgwick County.
Thank you, District Attorney. At this time, I'd like to call up Chief Joe Sullivan.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for being here. Our dedicated team of law enforcement professionals working tirelessly over the years have successfully solved the murder of Krista Martin. Through relentless investigation, the utilization of new technologies, and an unwavering determination, they uncovered critical evidence and information that has identified the perpetrator responsible for this heinous crime. While we understand that no amount of closure can ever fully heal the wounds left by such a tragedy, we hope that this development brings some comfort to the victims, family, and the community. The pursuit of justice knows no expiration date, and we are committed to holding those responsible for violent crimes accountable for their actions. I want to express my deepest gratitude to all of our law enforcement partners, my WPDT, my Wichita Police Department detectives, our forensic experts with the county, and all those who played a role in this investigation. Their dedication and persistence serves as a testament to our unwavering commitment to ensuring that justice is served. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Now at this time, we're going to open it up for questions. I'm going to bring up Captain Christian Corey, who can acknowledge any questions that the media may have.
All right, what questions we got?
That local law enforcement, federal agencies, advocates, victims, family members, what does this day mean to this entire community?
I think it just represents that we're not going to quit on these investigations, certainly not from 1989, but just that dedication to victims that we will continue to have and from this day forward, and maybe even the technologies we don't even know about at this time.
How important was the technology? How much of a role did that play in this case, in solving this case? The fact that you guys saved stuff from 1989 until now in order to help find who did this?
Well, it started in 2020 with an investigative genetic genealogy. I mean, that was the starting point. And then we started looking for cases that we could use this new technology on. And this was the first one that we took up.
So safe to say without that technology, you wouldn't be here today?
Right. We would not be here today without IGG. Absolutely not.
What's it mean to you guys to help find somewhat of a closure to for the victim's family? Especially on a case like this, it's been cold for 34 years.
I think it provides closure, not only for the family, but for the detectives to know that something we started in 1989 before any of us were here, we could finish for not only the family, but to finish the case out.
How was the coordination between Department of Health in terms of working together? The FBI and you guys and any other agencies involved. How's that all work?
It was seamless. I mean, Agent Davis and Detective Vandermolen, sometimes I'd be going home at 5 o'clock. They were still working late hours. They'd be over at our office, over at the FBI office. I think it's something they had a real passion for. At least that's what I saw when I saw them working. And it was seamless. Absolutely seamless.
It's my understanding the DNA is from a sexual assault. Is that correct?
Yes, it was both a 01 and a sexual assault, yes. Or I'm sorry, a homicide and a sexual assault.
I'm just saying DNA is from that.
Yes.
How did she die?
As far as the mechanism, blunt force.
So her head or her back, or was it blunt force?
Just blunt force with the, yeah.
Has that object been located?
I'm going to refer to Detective Vandermolen here. If you want to come forward and answer a couple of questions.
No, not at this time. Not that we're aware of.
Is there anything that maybe the public, I mean, not going out looking for, but if, you know, what could they help with?
We don't know. From the scene, we don't know what specific item was used, no. So I can't tell the public to go out and look for a specific item at this point.
Did Mr. Hart and Krista know each other at the time of the crime?
That's unknown.
Did he live in Wichita prior to moving to Memphis?
He did.
So on behalf of the Wichita Police Department, we thank you for coming out today. We thank you for the families, and we thank you for all our partnering agencies. At this time, media, we will be releasing a media release to you guys here in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's special press conference episode. I have been doing these much more recently, and I find them to be very informative. And I do think it's important to listen to the reporters' questions as well as the police talk and the police speak that you get when they are talking to you. It is very similar in a lot of ways to the way that I have been spoken to throughout my career, and you have to have a feeling where the police are holding things close to their vest. So it's okay. It is what their job is. And again, I'm just glad that you guys tuned in. But this was just another one of those special episodes that gives us a little bit of hope that Amy's case will still be solved. So as you guys know, I drop new episodes every Friday. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at BillHuffman3. Thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, until next time, stay healthy and be safe.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
24 hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister, Emma. Andrew Tonks' lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series...
And that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real-life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.